it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Hi, guys. It's the 8th of April, 2024. It's Eclipse Day. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I've been asked a lot of times, what's going to happen, Charlie? What's going to happen? Well, this is a spiritual journey, and this is all to do with frequency, to do with vibration. For those people on the right frequency, on the right vibration, they'll feel things shifting. They'll feel things changing. They'll see things they didn't see before. They'll hear things they didn't hear before. For those people who are not on the same frequency, nothing will happen at all. Nothing at all. So it's going to be a very interesting day. But certainly things are happening behind the scenes, without question. So much is happening. Some people are seeing everything. Some people are seeing nothing.
Starting the day with the P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs update. He hasn't been arrested. Nobody knows where he is. But now Beyonce and Jennifer Lopez have been named in court documents.
Just on that very same point, Paul, it's not hard for these people to disappear. But I can assure you that a man of that caliber, they know exactly where he is.
Good news. Donald Trump's campaign said it raised $50.5 million on Saturday.
That is good news, especially when you consider the attacks that have been against Donald Trump. Now they'll be desperate to try and shut down his bank account so he can't access it, because they are absolutely desperate right now, and we're seeing it.
French elite police, or soldiers, whichever you want to call them, have been spotted coming out the front gates of Buckingham Palace. And we touched on this on Saturday, didn't we, Charlie, in the Insiders?
Yeah, we certainly did. It's interesting, isn't it? Let's wait and see what happens there. Let's wait and see what it's about. I've got some brilliant news as well, Paul. The health minister in Italy has been arrested and charged with murder for his part in the COVID-19 mandatory vaccination policy. Now, this is the start. Let me assure you of one thing. When one domino falls, so will the rest.
Well, just talking about the, as we like to call it, Pfizer has been found guilty for breaching the pharmaceutical industry code of conduct no less than 5 times, including misleading the public on the efficiency of their and advertising a, what should we say, non-legal drug.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that Pfizer and Moderna and all these people get away with this is because there's a lot of politicians who are shareholders and sit on the board secretly. And this is all going to be exposed. Thank God.
David Cameron and the British government want to seize Russian assets in Europe and give it to Zelensky.
Yeah, and whilst talking about Ukraine, we're now seeing the White Hats totally in control of this pantomime, where NATO have now said that they're going to induct Ukraine into NATO. Of course they are. You couldn't write this script. Whoever wrote it's got a very naughty sense of humour.
Just touching back on that story, Drew, do you think it's to pay for Zelensky's new house he bought in the UK?
Absolutely.
It wasn't just any house, was it, Paul?
No.
It was Prince Charles's old house. Highgrove, are you awake yet?
Well, Democrats in the US want to introduce a bill to expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Now, is this them getting ready to stack it with their own people? Because how many do you need on a court? 9, 13, 25, 50?
Bernie Sanders' office fire investigated as arson police have confirmed they are looking for a male suspect who apparently sprayed a flammable liquid on the senator's office door, lit it, then fled. Sanders was in Los Angeles supporting hotel workers on a strike in Los Angeles at the time.
For those people who are awake, you'll understand what I'm about to say. For those people who are asleep, You won't have a clue what I'm saying. We've all been told the storm is upon us. The storm is nothing to do with meteorological actions. It's all to do with information. So the storm is an information storm. And also, we've also been told to watch the water. Most of those people who are awake have been watching the water. I would put it to you that, first of all, I've had to be quieter about this than I can be now because somebody else has now said it. It's to do with the water mark on the ballots and the rainbow currency.
Speaking of storms, Charlie, we have a new term. Chemtrails, geoengineering, we've now got solar engineering. So this is the new buzzword that they're using. A test was done in San Francisco where they dropped salt crystals into the sky to try and reflect sunlight. They didn't tell the population in case it backfired.
But just for the record, Paul, over the last 2 days in Spain, it's like we've had a film over us. It's not a proper cloud. And it's very, very clear to me that they do not want us to see the eclipse. They're trying to cover it up. They're trying to block it out. But the cloud that's been above us for the last 2 days in southern Spain is not even a proper cloud. It's not even real. You can tell it's man-made.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg was detained twice on Saturday by the Dutch police at a demonstration in The Hague, in Netherlands. Miss Thunberg was arrested and detained for several hours, along with other protesters who were attempting to block a major highway into The Hague, but then was released later that evening. She then rejoined a group of protesters who were blocking a different road and was detained a second time. Protesters have attempted to block the A12 highway in the Netherlands several times in recent months, demanding that there will be an ending to subsidies and tax breaks to companies linked to fossil fuel industries before taken by the officers in a police van.
Well, this is something I picked up on, Drew. I saw that story as well, and then I looked at the pictures of her. Those pictures were between 5 and 10 years ago of her, and it just shows you only, as my mother used to say, believe nothing of what you see and only half of what you see and hear.
Well, Louisiana has become the first state to reject the WEF and the WHO power grab with Bill 133.
I have one for you guys. King Charles makes history with major change at Balmoral Castle. He is allowing the public to visit at £100 a person. If you want tea, as well as that, it will set you back £150. Apparently, tickets are sold out. Someone's trying to make money.
Charlie, what happens if, say, a royal's assets are seized? Do they have to start selling things and selling tickets for stuff?
They do, don't they? They do. Either they do or their clone does. And I suppose that would constitute fraud, wouldn't it? If you were pretending to be somebody that you're not, and taking money off the public. Just saying.
This is to everybody who believes in open borders. This is a lovely story to show you how bad it can get. An illegal Mexican migrant has been deported 8 times with 11 arrests and has now been charged with murder in Ohio. I would like to thank everybody that thinks open borders is a lovely idea. Please tell it to that victim.
Well, the open border policy, Paul, this is where people have to comprehend what's going on. It's all part of a depopulation agenda. These people don't have souls. These people are on the side of evil. They enjoy taking life. The question is which side are you on? And it's very, very, this is a very, very serious question. Which side are you on? And if you're not on a side and you think you can sit on the fence, sadly, you'll fall on the wrong side.
United States shocks global community by withholding signature on Executive Order 13303, throwing Iraq currency stability into question.
And I've always said that this is pantomime. Whoever wrote the script is having an awful lot of fun. Because it's getting crazy now. The White Hats are controlling mainstream media. They're controlling everything that's going on. And when you watch some of this stuff, it's now become embarrassing for those who are awake. And it is definitely waking up those who are asleep. I've spoken to a few over the weekend who were fast asleep. They're awake, but they're not prepared to do anything about it because they're busy with their own lives.
Paul's weird and wonderful story of the day. Next year, there will be an Olympic-style event where all athletes will be allowed to juice, dope, take steroids, whatever you can think of, they will be allowed to take it. It will have every Olympic sport in it, including some other ones like combat sports.
I wonder how many men will identify as children for the egg and spoon race.
You come out with some classics.
Well, this is how crazy it's got, isn't it, Paul?
Copper is now at a 14-month high.
And I'm going to finish with my news today with gold is also at an all-time high. Please just don't tell my wife, because it's going up in value. We've woken up on Monday morning, the 8th, and it's even higher than it was on Friday. It's been going up, up, up. So for my audience who listened to me a couple of years ago and invested in gold, well done. You've got a big smile on your face right now. Things can only get better. And that was the news on the 8th of April, 2024. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, everybody. Have a blessed day.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.